Me and Hashknife Hartley sits there in our Broncos and spells out the old sign, just like it was the first time we ever seen it. The good Lord only knows why we're back at the old sign. Willer Creek don't mean nothing to us. Glory Silman lives, or did live, on Willer Creek, but her name ain't never figured in any of our conversations since the day we fogged away from Willer Creek. We kind of left that part of the range in a hurry that day, left a surprised bunch of folks watching our dust, while a couple of enterprising bad men went home to get patched up, and another bunch throwing lead at the wrong parties, just because said parties had a gray and roan horse. No, Willer Creek has been a close incident to us. Not that we're silent folks, 'cause we ain't. I can talk the bark off a greasewood. And Hashknife Hartley, man, he's a conversationalist. It's kind of funny that we never talked about the Willer Creek folks, 'cause they sure aren't worth talking about. Sol Vane, who does the lawn for the creek, Jim Sullivan, one of the Council of Three, old Ebenezer Godfrey, they're one gosh-awful layout. Of course, Ebenezer Godfrey is dead. Jim Albright and Pete Godfrey, his illegal heirs, are dead, we think. But there's a plenty of that misguided tribe left. Ebenezer was killed by Pete and Jim, 'cause the old man wouldn't die soon enough for one of them to get visible means of support in order to marry Glory. The old man was hard-boiled enough to hang on to life until he could will everything he owned to me and Hashknife. Willer Creek, being a closed corporation, didn't accept me and Hashknife to any great extent.